Welcome back, Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. You are listening to me, and we begin with our chapter 11, talking about marketing in 21st century. We'll be going through the introduction of the whole marketing in 21st century, try to cover a few topics, the business trend in the 21st century, the significance of the new technology, developing integrated customer approach, interactivity, implications for marketers, relationship with paradigm shift. Let's begin. Join with me. Listen to me. Introduction. Many significant changes happen in post-1990. World business environment has happened, seen a change. Introduction of the powerful technology of internet brought the new world closer and increased competition across the world. As a result, the buyer became stronger in terms of products, availability and prices. So in the 21st century, which began around the end of 1990, the importance of the customer, the consumer, grew leaps and bounds. The new technology started emerging, internet came into existence, and the world became a global village. The world became very close, competition increased, but buyer became stronger. Despite having more competition, the buyer became stronger in terms of availability of services and the prices. The buyer started having more command. Naturally, the relationship management gained a significant importance in the business. So, when all this happened, then the relationship management gained a significant importance. To realize how the important customer became in this the 21st century, the importance of relationship management also became very, very important. I don't know how many of you would be aware of this term, millennials. The millennials is referred to the people who were born after 1990. So this is the area or the era of the new millennials. I'll explain to you this as the topic goes. So addressing the millennials is what is again happening in 21st century. I talk about millennials, which I just referred. Millennials are those who are born after 1990. They have a different outlook toward everything. They are not traditionally old school type of thinking to make an approach. They are the real targets. They are the people who know what they want, who know what the pricing means to them, who know what the products are available, who know what is happening. They are the people of the 21st century. And the 21st century has to be addressed in the great concept of understanding the needs of the people of 21st century. Let me take you something more about it. Let me tell you that the 21st century, they say, belongs to Asia. 21st century is for Asians. The commanding forces are from Asia. When we talk of Asia, we refer to the China and India, which is emerging as the biggest, one of the biggest in the international arena. They say 19th century belonged to Europe for markets, 20th century was for US, and this 21st century is for Asia. Let's see what is the mega trends. A survey by Economic Intelligence Unit of 141 international executive listed the top 10 global mega trends as below. This is a survey, and let's see what they said. Though leadership becomes the priority, international relationship network will facilitate the creation and spread of knowledge and innovation within the organization. So the knowledge and creation and spread of knowledge with innovation in the organization will be the trend. Again, B2B market, I'm sure most of you would know, business to business marketing. It develops in the scope as supply chain and partnership become more complex. So relationship with business to business and targeting the key decision makers in a value chain become a key priority. So understanding the business to business marketing and decision makers in a value chain, managing that relationship across the entire supply chain becomes critical. So understanding what is the need of different business to business people and relationship developing between this supply chain is very important. Integrating marketing becomes the norm. Maximizing the return on marketing expenditure and measuring cost effectiveness is both possible and crucial, and campaigns will be global in thought and decision, but decision will be regional, interpretation in media and content. So basically what this suggests is the return on marketing expenditure and the cost effectiveness is both possible and crucial. So thinking global thought and decision, thinking global but working regional. So return on relationship can become integral part of organizational accounting procedure. That's a mega trend from B2B. Emerging markets now move to the central stage. Not just India and China, but parts of Africa, Middle East and Far East, as well as Russia and Brazil. Those of you know, with this markets, which is also referred as BRIC, B-R-I-C, Brazil, Russia, India and China. These are the mega trend setters now. I've already said this 21st century, many people have termed this as the century for Asia. So successful organization will be those who can tap and develop relationship across different culture. So the successful mega trend, the successful marketing people, successful organization are those who can tap the relationship across different culture. What is required in these markets? Africa is emerging also as a big market. Likewise, Middle East with more money to spend, with more buying commands, with more buying capacity, they are also emerging in a big way. Brazil, not to forget, though very far from us, but Brazil is also emerging. And of course the Russia, after the break of USSR, Russia is also a very important market. So knowledge management come of age, intelligence system, instant access to lesser research finding, and use of Web 2.0 becomes crucial. In the previous chapter, we have spoken about Web 2.0. So all the knowledge management to these areas. Second to this is usage of the web, blogs, microsites, webcasts and digital channel used with search engine optimization and other web metrics are changing the way in which organizations interact with their customer. So these are the trends going on. People are now using more of web and blogs, read through blogs and microsite, where more and more new ideas are being discussed. Digital channel, digital marketing, again getting an important. And there are search engines which are optimizing and bringing in web metrics. So a new thought on leadership teams and positioning will enable more productive lateral relationship with partners and organization. So this has to be thought. Thinking cap has to be used on leadership teams. How do we lead these markets? These are emerging markets. How do we bring in a trend which is growing of Russia, the Middle East, the Africa, the Brazil, India and China? So what trends and how to set up mega trend? Growing effect of advertising agencies and PR activities with the thought of leadership activities reflect the importance of supply chain and partner relationship, allowing the organization to concentrate on its core activities. So that is what the global and the growing effect of advertising agency and the public relation activities. B2B purchase decisions are coming under more influence. Business to business purchase decision are coming under more influence of the relationship as a result of globalization and intensified competition. It is the need of the time that organization must consider the measurement returns on the relationship while working on return on investment. It is the need of the time we must consider what is the return on investment by investing more into advertising and public relation. When business purchases are made by B2B. Now, relationship management, what is a broad approach in the 21st century? But the optimal use of the technology in a highly globalized, competitive and dynamic world is a major success factor. So broad approach is a major success factor by optimal use of the technology. Utilizing, making big use of it, of the technology in this globalized and competitive environment. The development and acquisition of the latest technology and associated capabilities is seen as crucial importance in a strategic sense by key decision maker in the international markets. Continued, broad approach, it can be inferred from the survey that companies that are slow to adapt to the possibilities that Web 2 can offer could face a major competitive disadvantage in the coming years. So the message goes here is, if you are slow to accept of the possibilities and if you are slow to adapt the possibilities that Web 2 can offer, you would face major competitive disadvantage. So the broad approach is to keep yourself capable of keeping pace of the growth. What is the significance of the new technology? Technology is constantly evolving. It is changing. Search engines optimization is now a routine for many companies. Many people go and Google around and search in various search engines. And companies are striving hard to achieve high URL listing on search engines such as Google to avoid being unknown to the internet trained audience. Audience these days are so used to Google learning, to Googling up, that if your company does not achieve high search and high priority, then you are likely to lose your market share. You are likely not to keep pace. So it's very important that we understand and we make use of the new technology. Information technology has significant effect on market communication. Now, gone are the days when traditionally letters were sent to address your consumer. IT is providing a very good successful technology to reach and communicate with supplier and relationship and interaction. And also to stakeholder integration. What is a Web 2 and Web 3? Web 2 refers to the enhanced capability of a web application in the 21st century, particularly when integrated with media and e-media technologies. Common initiatives include webcasts, microsites, blogs, which enable market to reach wider audience. So going through Web 2 in the 21st century, you go and reach to a bigger audience, much bigger audience, and engage in stakeholders dialogue at a relatively low cost. Obviously, the cost is important and the cost is relatively low. I won't say it is cheap, but yes, it is low. But look at the audience you are addressing it to. And the interactivity of the digital channel gives an organization the opportunity to build an online community and collaborate with its target audience. Moving further, the availability of relatively low price web metrics such as search engine is relatively straightforward for companies to track the effectiveness of e-media marketing campaign. This is the real key for marketing executives for engaging a genuine ongoing dialogue with key customer and allowing those customer to send in user-generated content which is informative and credible. So this is a key activity, the real key activity. What is an integrated approach? The technological arena is changing and becoming more sophisticated as companies would have more control over how they deploy their marketing expenditure for maximum impact and returns. So it is changing, people are learning more, and marketing expenditures are having maximum impact to influence the customer and get the maximum return. The key focus is on the relationship element with the use of customer experience and ideas being high value for the firm. So what is integrated approach is relationship element with the customer's experiences and ideas being of high value. This is mainly because of the basis of competitive advantage in product service attribute that will reduce, and the overall value of the relationship experience will become a key part of organizational value proposition. So basically, The relationship element is what customer experiences are learning through the web tool or search engine, and then managing your experiences, the customer's experiences, and make it a key organizational value proposition. Interactivity, customer focus innovation will be made possible by the two-way electronic dialogue using Web2 and associated technology. So you don't talk to them, but you develop a Web2 dialogue and electronic dialogue reaching to your customer, interacting with them. And using this technique, company can decide carefully with whom they want to establish a relationship and will precisely target communication with them. So it will interactively help you to decide who could be your future electronic dialogue addressee. Now, interactivity reference groups. What is that? Let's see. Do I like and associate myself with customers that this company has? A reference group will become more crucial as electronic relationship become a key business driver. More than 1 billion people are present on top 40 social networking website, and also there are key overlaps between them. So you can imagine you are talking to just 1 billion people with 40 social network sites. Companies must understand the social networking phenomenon and be aware of the possibilities afforded by advertising and sponsorship, as well as direct sale and favorable word of mouth recommended via such website. Again, the word of mouth plays also role here. So company must understand the importance of these 40 social networking sites. Implications, the financial implications in terms of the measurement, customer related metrics such as CLTV, which we have done in our previous chapters, customer lifetime value, allied to customer retention approach, have been widely employed by the companies. So lifetime value has been employed. Companies have massively increased their profitability since they began to manage their business using customer relationship management systems, database mining. We are not talking about this. Database mining, customer lifetime value analysis, and customer retention approaches. These are all implications of marketers. This integration of fast real-time information linked with the mixture of financial and customer focus metrics will be the heat of the strategic approach by any company in the 21st century. Lifetime value of the customer is a useful tool for marketer, but it is only estimated and not precise. Moreover, the external environmental influence are difficult to predict in advance. Implication for the markets continues. The customer relationship marketing process to nurture the key customers who would wish to avail themselves of such a relationship. There may be customers who have consistency in terms of revenue generations. So we are talking of the process of key customers who would wish to avail. There may be customers who have consistently in terms of revenue generation. There may be customers who have embarrassed lower cost of distribution of channels. There may be customers who react most well to communication campaign. So all this, one by one, key customers who wish to avail themselves of such a relationship. That's we are talking of. There may be customers who have consistency in terms of the revision, who understand, who are consistent in terms of revenue generation. There may be customers who have embraced the lower cost of distribution channel, and there may be customers who react BCG marketing. What are the BCG metrics? Let's see. Customers can be broken into four groups. BCG product metrics: high profit, high potential, high profit, low potential, low profit, high potential, low profit, low potentials. It is very important for companies to be aware of their customer base and distributed amongst the four groups. In order to develop a better strategic profile, following are the typical breakdown. Now we are breaking down the metrics. Invest 5%, nurture 25%, re-engineer 30%, and sack 40%. One of the main development is the strategic marketing is to move from transitional approach as exemplified by the 4 P's or even 7 P's to a fully oriented customer relationship approach. This has implication for the company in terms of how customer focused they really are. So four ways of profits and 7 profits. So let's see. One of the main development in many companies, many companies could still benefit from deepening their level of marketing integration focus on the customer. So many companies would get benefit by going deep into the marketing and integration. Fundamentally, relationship marketing involves the development of long-term relationship, whilst transactional marketing focuses on short-term exchange-based relationship. The expert consensus of opinion is that long-term relation development can offer better long-term prospects for an organization. So there is a consensus on opinion that long-term relationship is a long-term prospect. Now look at the customer approach, marketing orientation, prioritize customers, long-term mutually beneficial exchange, organizational integration, marketing as an attacking and defensive weapon. So it's a customer approach. Prioritize your customer, marketing orientation, long-term marketing orientation, marketing as an attacking and defensive weapon, attacking to approach to customer, defending in case of competition, and how do you use the marketing that, and performance guarantee, how do we guarantee the performance, super value delivery, increase customer satisfaction, increase company trustworthiness, tighter between the company and customers, staff and the customer, increase customers' loyalty, continuous investment in hard to match capabilities, harder competitive strategies. So the performance can be guaranteed if we apply super value delivery, or rather superior value delivery. The more the superiority in your value delivery, increase customer satisfaction, that can be a performance guarantee if the customer satisfaction continues increasing and at more increase and a higher level of satisfaction. Company's trustworthiness should build for a performance guarantee. And then tight relationship between the company staff and the customer, increase customer loyalty. More the customers loyal to the product, the performance is guaranteed. Continuous investment in hard to match, continue investment in certain capabilities, investing some of the areas and getting a performance guarantee and harder competitive strategies. Thank you very much. We conclude again and speak to you in next chapter. Sheikh Rahmatullah with you.